Stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
I just want to take some public comment. This is a, where we open it to general public, however, during this time, we're not going to discuss the fire station, the forestry fire station. That'll be after the meeting adjourns, so it can be a more open discussion from all sides. So I just want to make that clear. Does anybody have another thing that they want to bring up?
I was just curious. Wait. Well, Bob,
and based on the county had jurisdiction, term the main permits,
so we're building, yeah, you know, come in.
And they said that, right,
For building permits, yes, but not for planning, not for zone change, not for use permit, design review, no land use applications. It's a federal project on federal.
They said that they solar projects on beautiful properties, and therefore this should apply.
Okay, well then that's even more of a reason for us to not hear it during this meeting, because NRS prohibits the CAC from deliberating, which would be included in this, in discussing it during this CAC. So that would keep them from being able to vote on it.
I have a suggestion. Could you guys introduce yourselves, because there's some new people that aren't familiar at all?
Well, Janet, you know what, you brought up a good thing. Since we're doing this and so many people, everyone that, like Bob, you should tell us who he is, so it goes down on the table.
And so people would like put their contact information so they can receive minutes or whatever sent out from the CAC.
Yeah, well, I'll start because I'm the one talking. I'm Megan Holzer. I'm the liaison to the county commissioner, and I've covered this area. I've covered this area for 12 years. So I know.
I'm Tanya Hera. This year I'm the chair neighbor up here across the road.
Paul Whistle. I'm just a member of the community. How long? Over 30 years.
Okay.
I'm Alexa Smith. I'm the secretary for the CAC. I'm here. I have a state in Sandy Valley. But the sign-in sheet that you have and that's going around does have an area that if you do want minutes sent, please say yes and please give me a nice legible email.
And make sure you get the well, this is a town board and we've got one other person absent.
We are going to be starting a new term in January, so we aren't going to recruit for those 2 vacancies because by the time we recruit it, it'd be time for a new board. So we will be starting the recruitment middle of this month. And if you, I'll send out the application form. If you put your name on the contact list, I can send that. It would be helpful for me to have quick contacts for everybody. I will send you out the application form. It can be up to a 5-member board. Right now it's a 3-member board. We have 4 members and 1 moved away. And so we have a 3-member board, and per NRS on a 3-member board, 2 members is a board.
Sure, no problem. My name is C.R. Gittery.
Hello.
How are you? How are you? We live up on Benedict Drive. And is there a place where I can get the bylaws?
The bylaws are on our website.
Got it.
The bylaws are the same for all courts.
Got it.
The same.
They're the same for court. Okay. Got it.
Rafaela can't use every hand.
Well, and just have Rafaela. The other thing I think it's very important to understand is this board is a recommendation board only. Anything that they rule on, vote on, is a recommendation that goes to the county commissioner. And there's some little housekeeping things that we bring and vote on. But the real reason that Citizens Advisory Councils were created was to send input back to the commissioners, chiefly for zoning items. So I just want you to understand that this is a recommendation only. If there's ever something that you feel completely about that comes through this board, I encourage you to also go to the planning commission or board of county commissioners for that item to have your voice on.
And that's not only for us, that's for all the town boards. And
all of our, all 19 town boards.
Including some very large ones, Spring Valley.
Who inspires me to put all of them?
No, only if it's a zoning matter that comes through. It is sent through the process. So if comprehensive planning deems that it's an item that will go through them, then it will come. But I can tell you, the visitor center at the visitor center at fire station on Mount Charleston did not go through comprehensive planning. They did not go through for any approvals. I think they did some building permit stuff, but they did not go through comprehensive planning. I talked to the director of comprehensive planning and was told that this will not go through comprehensive planning. It'll go through the building permit process, but not planning for any kind of land use.
So what about public works with Benedict Works?
Of course, so much for more use. Public works will review it when it goes to the building permit process. That's part of that. Okay. Hold on.
I'm a little confused. Is this open? I can talk about something, but it can't be to do with the fire station right now? I'm Rafael Salvi. I live closest to the bar. I've been here for 10 years.
Okay, what's going on?
Can you talk about something on the agenda? If there's something on the agenda you want to talk about?
Can I stand up?
Sure.
Okay. I'm just curious.
First, name.
I'm Rafael Flavia. I'm a resident. I've been here 13 years. I live closest to the bar. Okay. I never complain about the bar. Okay. It's not my cup of tea. Okay. I don't drink. Never have. Does anyone that lives here, are you interested? You want to put a new well in your house? Let me have a hands up. Who wants to put a new well in your house? You want to put a new well on your property? Nobody does. Okay. That's all I wanted to say. Okay. There's a reason for that, Megan. Oh, I forgot that part. The reason is that about the whole well thing is that does anyone here have an underground fed pond on the property? Okay, Dr. Baxter had one. I had one. When the state came in and widened the highway, they did this blasting over here, right? Well, my well goes away. I mean, my underground pond goes away. Mine goes away. Underground fed. So did Dr. Baxter's.
Rafael. I have to stop. Is this going to lead to the forestry?
I'm just okay. Letting people know about if they don't know what's going on.
But then
this is not on the agenda.
That sounds like it may go towards what the forestry
excuse me.
The concern on the water, because then we can talk about that at that point.
After.
Yes.
Oh, but okay. But this is just something that happened in the early stages. What happened and only affected two people. So none of these people know that it happened. What happened where I lost my pond and Dr. Baxter.
Right, but that bring that up later.
Okay,
That's going to come together on a concern with that, then you would bring that topic with it.
Okay.
So, my turn to introduce myself. Hi, my name is Rick Smalls. I live over on Mule Hill Drive. Been up here 6 years. Great mountain to live on. I want to see it stay the way it is right now. And so we'll talk about that later, how we do that.
Yeah. Can I
tell who you are?
I do know,
but.
I'm Janet Monaco. Sorry, Sherry, to interrupt you.
Wow.
I just wanted to clarify for people who haven't been here before that there is an item on the agenda where we are able to speak and comments that we have. So you're going to go through the first part of the agenda, and there is a place where Raphael can comment. He can stand up and speak about that. I just wanted to clarify.
And you're right. So let me.
That's what we will do.
Okay, well, that's fine. The bylaws are governed by Nevada state law. And I know that this is an important issue for you. If we start having a discussion about it during this meeting, it will have to follow all the rules of Nevada revised statute, which means limited to 3 minutes for comments, for discussion back and forth about the comments. The reason I chose, and I work with Forest Service, to have a separate meeting for you, so you will not be limited to 3 minutes. You have a full, robust discussion. It doesn't have to be refereed by these guys. It can just be a full discussion. We will be limited to NRS by the SCAC. And yes, there is public comment at the end of the meeting. But it's limited. So that's why I chose to do it this way, so you could have full question and answer with the Forest Service.
Thank you. But also, I think a lot of people have information. People they feel like they have. And would like that information to go through the county commission and give them the benefit of how the community feels, right? I mean, I'm sure Justin Jones feels, rather than just not shut down and limit it to do it for them, to the Forest Service.
Okay, I can help you.
Is the Forest Service.
Absolutely, 100%. But this item, from the information I received, will not go before the commission. It's a federal project on federal land. So it will not go before the commission. Okay, and we do not do annotated minutes. That is not required, and it is not done. And unless Commissioner Jones decides to sit down and listen to this meeting, that's not going to get to him because it's not on something he's going to be voting on.
Just one more tidbit. It is on Clark County, but it's going to be affected by the benefit.
100%.
So the county does have its own.
The county does, but it's not going to be voted on by the commission for the conflicts plan. It's not going to come through the commission to be voted on, just like it's not going to come through here to be voted on. We don't have say over federal power. That's not before us. That will not be before us.
Okay, can we just get along with our meeting and then we can start doing? Because this is not going to happen. But one thing, after our meeting and we have this discussion with the Forest Service, mm-hmm. will any of this be like on official minutes or?
I think
what I'm hearing here is two things going on. We have governance by Clark County. That's why I'm hearing this battle table. And I'm hearing this battle table today. Yes, they look like a discussion like we talked about with the nice people from the Forest Service and like take everything to come here. Thank you. We appreciate it very much. But the residents want something on the record, but they want something documented to go to the county and say, refer back to, that said we have at least a limited discussion on this, that somehow gets to the county. And I think that that's where the divide is, and we're trying to accomplish both things, right?
Okay.
And so you're saying to us that legally, you can't talk about it because we're not sure why.
I'm not saying we can't talk. That's
right.
Not
Right, so I think that's where the divide here is possibly, right?
And I understand.
If they want, so maybe what we do is we get on with the meeting, get it handled, and we all can make a quick comment, limited, at the end, anybody that wants to comment on it. We get through the, unite the board, people are taking their time, we get through the meeting in a hurry, what we need to accomplish, we get it accomplished. Everybody can have a quick, less than 3 minutes say about it, then we can invite the board people to have a chat, right, use what they came for, and get it done in our, and we'll delay them because they got things they need to do. So we need to get this moving and get this accomplished, because they've come here and we need to accommodate them. So that's kind of what I'm hearing, so want a little chance to comment, if you open comments.
Sean, we gotta stop, start our meeting.
That's what we were going to be, by the time.
Right, that's what I'm trying to say, it's not being paid, and I'm trying to get moving.
All right, so, would you like to add something, Rob?
No, I was going to, I'm Rob Vera, I did talk to Rob as well.
Basically.
Anyway, I just would say, back then, when he was saying, obviously, there's nothing, you know, right, and agreements and all that.
Right.
Done, Misha's not gonna go to commission.
Right.
So we gotta figure out who does go to, and then that's when we take an argument to for whoever wants to approve it, right, whoever doesn't want to.
Exactly, and that would be to get people started, talk to the nine people that hate it. Right, absolutely, right.
Yes, and item number three is to approve the minutes of August. I second. Item four, to approve the agenda for May 15th.
I approve.
I second. Item number five, some information items, is Metro here tonight?
I've got a resume, yes, I know. Hello, can you hear me, Mark?
Is BLM here? Two? Item three?
Park department, volunteer, here he is.
Becky, got any information for us tonight?
Friends, officers, and the foreign violent lightning strikes. And those things are required, but I don't know if it's.
The metal behind your house.
So.
Yes, February, burn it all up. You didn't see it?
The car?
Yeah.
Yeah, the car they got left out there?
Yeah.
So, you cover St. Valley, correct?
No.
You don't go to St. Valley? Okay. Yeah, I was gonna make a comment, that's how I did it with St. Valley, I was putting the center, that you can fix St. Valley, both of them guys. Except you got to cover St. Valley. Just say. It's a hot mess, he's a good friend.
Does anybody else have any questions or comments for Chuck for the fire department? This volunteer money. All right, number four is from the US Forest Service. But that's not moved by.
Well, I thought it would be nice to introduce them to the first item, and even.
Good afternoon, Ray Dombrowski, District Fire Management Officer for the US Forest Service. There's room people in here I've talked to over the last couple of years. I've been here about 3 years, and wanted to give some stats on our fire occurrence, and then I will introduce my assistant later in the meeting. So this year, the US Forest Service on Forest Service land had 13 fires, five of which on this side of the mountain. When I say this side of the mountain, we're talking about Mountain Springs, Potosi, Trout, up Wheeler, you know, and Lovell. So in those areas, we had five fires. human-caused, the car that people were talking about this winter. And lightning fire, we burned approximately 290 acres of vegetation in the fires that we had. We've had lots of additional response with helicopters, smoke jumpers on those. Level Canyon was one up above Torino Ranch. We had three fires reported, two fires confirmed. One was BLM, one was Forest Service, so we kicked a bunch of smoke jumpers out on that fire. So seeing smoke jumpers with the Vegas Basin skyline is a pretty cool sight to see if you ever get a chance to see it. It's super unique. So busier than the last couple years, but not as busy as it has been in previous years. With the grass crop this year, we probably have a little bit more uptick in acreage. Additionally, also a reminder that it's September. A couple things that will be happening on the forest that you guys and gals usually ask me about is wood permits are coming. We don't have a definitive date and time, but we were talking about that just on Monday. So contact our information line and get on the email list, and we'll get you involved in the permit process to get wood permits on this side of the mountain. And with it getting darker sooner, turning into fall, even though it's still 100 degrees out, we will be looking at prescribed fire at the first available convenience. This year, to date, and that most of that was January till March, we did about 360 in prescribed fire. I'm trying to go back and look at those stats. Stand by. So we did about 275 acres of prescribed fire on the district, and when we get the opportunity, we'll be doing more prescribed fire through the winter, but not right now. So we will be sending out press releases as those events start to happen, and we usually send them to Megan so she can get it out to all the CACs and the TAB advisory boards throughout the county. And then that's what's going on with fire. Katie Gully and is our acting district ranger, and she came with me today. Go ahead and wave your hand for her.
I'm Katie Gully, I'm the Forest Service for 12 years on the Estuary specifically. I'm the acting area manager. I'll be acting from now through January 6th. The position is not permanently filled, so we're still waiting for HR to do their magic until I have a position. But I will be the contact for the next 4 months. I brought a lot of business cards. So I'm happy to give out contact information, and you know, we'll talk a lot more after your CAC meeting is done. This is Arlie Miller, our EPA specialist. Brought her along today is getting her to know the public scoping process. We interact with our small communities that live within our forest lands. Thanks for having us today.
Brady, could you give a little bit more information?
Two tag, two cord permits is maximum amount of tags, and it's for dead and down fuels, usually within a fuels project that we've already cut on. So there's usually some stuff in Potosi or Lovell that are available for gathering. So, yes. Ambiguous answers are shotgunned all over the district on other project areas. I think we still had a few on Level Summit that we had to finish. Not anywhere close to here. 2 years ago, we were in Potosi Canyon. Most of the projects have been up on the north end in Coal Creek. So limited to this area. Once we make a determination, weeks ahead of time, we'll send out a press release that lets you know where the projects are by name or by geographic area. And then as we go into those burn areas to do those treatments, it's a lengthy process, but there's a go, no-go checklist. We do a meeting with the area manager, the line officer, and we send notifications out to the county, the fire department, and Megan, and they get them out to the community as well. And with some of the folks that I have met in the last couple of years down here, I have their email addresses, so I can also send you notifications when we're going to be burning in specific areas to Mountain Springs. Yes, sir.
Can
What times of the year do the wood permits, what times of the year do they usually come out, when do they come out?
Want to answer that?
Because I asked this, I'll tell you, I asked this for a very specific question. I spend a lot of time out there, a lot of time. And I see people, I don't know how many permits you guys produce. I don't think you produce that many. So
those work permit windows are typically, we sell the permit and then they just collect over a pretty short amount of time, within a couple of weeks. So anybody collecting outside of that window?
October, November?
Yeah.
All right, give me your card.
I will.
Because if I got, because I'm telling you, what I'm seeing out there, it's October and November. So if I got somebody that I can phone call when someone's not October, November, that would be nice.
Appreciate that.
That's what I'm getting at. I'm giving you some information here. So, because I can tell you right now, I can run it in October, November.
And any other questions about prescribed fire wood permits or fire occurrence that we've had to date this year? Okay, I will be back here shortly. So,
yeah, don't go away.
Don't go away.
My truck's running. I'm here.
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right, so I already told you about the recruitment of sending that application out. For 2 years, if you want to a 2-year term, right now we meet quarterly. I don't know if we will continue that way. That would be termed by the before you change. But the meetings are always on the second Wednesday at 6:30. Updates about on NDOT. We've had a few requests that we've been talking about for a while. One is going into Pinion. They are putting up a dead end sign. Well, I've been asking for 2 years. It's going to be, and I printed the picture of it and left it on the printer, 36 by 36. And I don't know if that's the regular sign, but it seems really good.
That's big enough.
But it seems super big. And they are making it different than a regular dead end sign. It's going to say dead end with an arrow. It's a special thing. I also asked about, you asked about the elk being hit by cars. They are doing, they don't put up signs unless there's some sort of traffic study. So they put in a traffic safety request to study it.
Where is this in
Gainesville? And yeah, no, it's in so they are gathering information, and if there weren't more signs, they
would have something. I don't know where you keep up with that.
I'll just keep asking. Okay. I mean, they gave me a traffic safety request number. I don't know if that's
okay.
I'll give them this.
What happens, most of us know, is we don't have any hunters here, do we? We have a beautiful elk that walks across the street. He goes down Pinion. There's no way for him. All the fences are out of the community. So this elk's got it figured out. He works this side of the highway. He works that side of the highway. Over the last couple of years, we've lost two that I know of, and one. And what happens is they get hit by a car right there at the intersection, Pinion and Highway 160. So what I'm asking is, I've seen flashing elk signs so that maybe people might think about slowing down a little bit.
And then finally, the speed reader sign.
That's been a year.
Maintenance crew has encountered some issues with a third-party vendor for replacement parts, but is actively working to get signed up. We do not have a timeline for the they've been out for months with streetlights. So, Chuck?
When you talk about the elk, we had 3 vehicle accidents last winter when they were looking at each other. There were 3 kills.
Okay, that's good information for Megan, because these people need to know that. He's a pet. I chased him a couple of times back up the
hard.
Can you have those hit, when you have an elk hit, does NHP respond? Or do you report it to NHP?
If the vehicle accident, yeah, so they would be fine.
To put it down?
Because that's where they pull the stats. Carol?
Yeah, I have two questions. How many elk need to die before we get that sign? What are you looking for with that?
I don't know. That's end up. I mean, I can just.
But you're saying they need numbers, but what kind of numbers are they looking for?
Imagine that by look, I'm just guessing, if there's an interest. And that sounds like, in my time up here, that sounds like an interest.
Yeah, that was, well, I mean, that's dead end. And also on a dead end, we said it, it's also a dead end.
I think it says that dead end when you're coming down.
Not on the.
Doesn't.
It's not dead end sign. It's not what I see.
Why, what makes it one negative?
Yeah, and one more thing, I'm probably blue.
Yes.
They have to go down the dirt roads like at 8 miles.
Absolutely not. So they would do that in my shoe too, and I don't need a call. So, so on Benedict, they're going to.
Oh, storm.
They take that very seriously.
I've said it too, you know.
I'm full of it. And are is anybody else encountering speeding with the police services? Any other?
All right.
It took 3 times to empty my recycle container.
Well, let me know about that too. I do not work for Republic, but I have a good relationship with them and immediately. If I don't know about it or if they don't know about it, they can. So let me know. Does anybody else have problems with their recycling container?
As a matter of record, when, before this highway was put in, we had an opportunity, I don't know if you remember this or not, but they mean the DOT could have put game fences in the community except for the highway entrances and exits, and we asked them not to build it. Because we didn't want the ugly fences on both sides of the highway, so. We kind of brought that on ourselves.
I don't think that would save anything. It would just.
No, because it goes across, it goes down Pinion, across Pinion, on the other side.
Yeah, it was from staying still, it's a 10-foot fence, you don't.
But anyway, maybe I shouldn't have brought it on.
They'll figure it out.
So, I have another thing coming up next, so I'll just take this as a part of my report. It's called budget requests, and it's very misleading because there isn't a budget, but it's a chance for the community to get input on things they would like in the community for Clark County. So, if Public Works or Parks or somebody was going to do a project in Mount Springs, they would know what you wanted. So other communities ask for community pools, parks, things like that. We don't have it there. There's no Clark County land up here, so I don't feel that we'll be able to do something like that. But if there is something that you would be interested in, and I know exactly what you're going to say. Paul wants a community center. I don't know where we would put it, but yes, that's on the list. You've also talked about a cemetery that's on the list. So normally it's a two-step process that when we discuss this, our next meeting isn't until December. So we can talk about it now if there's anything you can think of, or we can switch to that in December.
I got one thing. Down there at the trailhead, you ought to get right down here where Mount Mike trailhead is. You ought to get the county and put a dumpster down there.
That is
because,
our property, so.
You say, I'll go to county if it's county property, because if it's ever done this down there, they'll put people back to block up. I drive by, I see whoever lives down there who's ever done this in it. What's that? Is that?
It's fine.
That's where you've got to keep it locked up, because I'm sure. Right. So that's why I'm asking if the county is going to dump it down there for everybody else.
Yeah, so it's not county, it's actually for.
Yeah.
What?
It's fine. It's not.
What DOT and the county was going to do, and Kurt knows, they were going to put a little mini park. We were all against it. In fact, the DOT was, you sure you don't want that? And said, yeah, we're sure we don't buy it. Bert, he kind of was in favor of it.
There's, you know.
So anyway, that's the whole thing. We don't need it.
Got it. Sorry about that. It's a little lawyer.
So is there anything else anybody?
I have a name for the community center.
What?
A name? The Paul Whistle Community Center.
Yeah, I did. Put that down.
It's
for my kitchen.
What? Remember,
2016, I still have it.
Well.
On the refrigerator.
I can update that, update it if you want, if everybody wants to provide their information, if that was helpful.
Sure.
I never got much feedback. So, for those of you that are new, maybe next meeting I'll bring the one that you had and see if anybody wants to, or maybe let you know that so everybody wants to still participate. So, okay.
Okay, good. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Okay.
In the meantime, while they're fixing that speed limit sign, any chance of getting an old retired police car again like we've done before in the past?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It helped. It helped. It only helped for a little while.
Yeah.
People know it's there. We can paint a big slab of wood.
I'll buy a dummy to put in it.
They broke into them before and taken and stole the dummy.
Oh, did they?
All right.
Yeah. We don't have that. During the business. Item 8, more comments from the general public. But not yet on that. Yes.
Oh.
Yes, but for the other.
Yeah, I'm going to repeat yourself in the next conversation. Go for it.
I just wanted to mention to the people up here that there's been a petition that's been circulated and it's been submitted to the Forest Service about the fire complex, and the petition basically is that it be moved to the mouth of the level canyon to the 516. That's 3 miles away. There's a lot of area down there, and we're going to hear about that in the next meeting. So a number of letters have gone out to politicians, and the petition has gone. There's some people that may not be aware of that, so I just want to bring that up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any more people? December 11th at 6 p.m. Item 10, adjournment.
You're adjourned. All right. Ray, go on, come back up here.